What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so Kristen's here to be vulnerable and be honest with you guys right now. She's going through a bit of a life change she's not entirely comfortable with.
And so I'm still not 100% comfortable talking about this. But I put it on the schedule. So I'm kind of forcing myself to just, accountability isn't the right word, but more acknowledgement and just being honest with myself and being honest with you. And I've hesitated for a multitude of reasons to share this, mainly because I want to be protective of my mental space. And I know people can be a little harsh, people can be judgmental, and people can be cruel, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't speak your truth just because some people may not receive it the way you intend it to be received.
I don't know where these people are you're talking about.
And just know I'm only speaking from my own personal experience with my own body. This has no reflection on you or your body or how you feel about your body. But I am in a place right now that I am struggling with my body image. And I haven't experienced this in quite some time, at least to this level. And, you know, I've actually been very inspired by the other women on the show. Cassie over the years has been so vulnerable and just been so open with her body image and her struggles, and also her trials, her tribulations, but also her wins over the years, which I think is huge and helps so many people. Abby was very vulnerable not too long ago in, you know, sharing what was going on with her.
I'm depressed.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be my ringtone for you. When you go.
Why do you say I'm depressed the way I imagine Deadpool would say I'm depressed?
Well, I'm actually referring to you being very vulnerable about your body image.
Yeah.
And like when you were struggling a while back about like you were doing like everything you were doing wasn't working, and we were very frustrated, right?
It was the bridesmaid stress, right?
Yeah, I felt mm-hmm. like I, for the last year, I'd just been like spinning my wheels. I'm like, I work out every day, and I still don't look how I want to look. So like, what's going on?
And I just don't want to be one of those fake people that puts on a front that, you know, everything is awesome. When in actuality, every single day, I am looking in the mirror, and I don't like what I see. Mm. I am trying to get a place of body neutrality rather than body positivity or body negativity. I'd really like to be in that neutrality space right now. But, you know, truth be told, I had a kid in my 40s, and, you know, afterwards with breastfeeding and stuff like that, like, you know, I don't want to say like my body bounced back, but it did. But the last 6 months, and I'm assuming it's because I'm a woman of a certain age, and, you know, just being completely transparent, I'm 45 and my metabolism is slowing down, and I can't live the same life I do and have the same body, because that's not how that works. And so I have gained a significant amount of weight for me. And I can see it in photos. I can see it in the mirror. I can see it in the way my clothes fit. The real wake-up call, I was hanging out with a friend and her kids, and her son goes, "You look big."
He said that?
He did. Damn. And he didn't know.
How old is he?
He's 5.
I should say, was he? Because I'm assuming you took his line.
Kids don't know. They don't know that.
It was, and I'm, I might, like, he's like, you, like, it was, bottom line, it was like, you're big or you look big or something like that. And I just, his mom was mortified, but I rolled with it. I didn't make a big deal about it or anything, but all of like any of the pictures I see of me, any of the videos I see of me. And like I said, every single day, like this is like in my head, on my mind every single day. And it's exhausting. And I'm trying to get to a place of respecting my body and loving my body for what my body did. Like everything I went through to have my son, Jimmy, right? The infertility and the rounds of IVF. And, you know, pregnancy was such a magical experience for me. I loved being pregnant. Mainly because you didn't have to suck in your stomach. You could just let everything hang out. I kid, but I don't. And I did. I enjoyed being pregnant. And I'm so proud of my body and what it was able to do. Like, it's really badass when you think about it. And I'm like, you know, like, I did that. Like, she did that. And I wish I still had that mentality. But, and I'm not trying to look at myself as lesser than. And I'm not trying to be vain. And I know that there's more important things to worry about, and that it's something that shouldn't bother me as much as it does. And I think that's why I'm really beating myself up, that why am I letting this bother me so much? But if I'm being honest, it does. Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating because you feel like you're doing all the right things. And then when I'm doing the right things, I self-sabotage. So I'm like, you know, I can't tell you the last time I did yoga because I was like, what's the point? And that's what I do. And I know that's how I work. And so then I'm just like, well, if it's not going to, like, what's the point? And so then I just stop doing everything. And it just kind of spins me into this deeper hole and it makes it worse. So now that I'm trying to get my hormones figured out, because I do think I'm like perimenopausal right now. I think you guys can tell that when I was crying watching Celine Dion sing during the opening ceremonies. I'm feeling everything very intensely. And I think I'm also feeling this very intensely, but I feel like a stranger in my body. Mm. And it's a weird place to be. I swear to you, I'm not looking for sympathy. This is not like a woe is me kind of thing. I know there are people out there who would kill to have my body. You get what I'm saying? And it's just for me right now, it's very frustrating. And it's just kind of, I wish it wasn't consuming me the way it was. Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay for you to admit that. And I wish it was more socially acceptable to admit that, because I'm kind of in the same boat as you. Is when I came on and I admitted that I didn't feel good in my body. It was hard to do that because we're people that look conventionally thin and conventionally healthy. And I have been a wide variety of weights in my life. I have been 95 pounds. I have been close to 135 pounds. And the one thing that I have noted from both of those weights is that if I feel good, it really doesn't have to do with the number on the scale. It really does have to do with like how my habits affect how my body feels. So if I'm 135 pounds and I'm eating healthy and working out every day, I feel good in that body because it feels like my body is running the way it's supposed to. But if I'm underweight and I'm 95 pounds and it feels like my body is not running the way it's supposed to, I don't feel good in that body. And I feel like a stranger in that body. And I understand how exhausting it can be, because every day you wake up and you got to look for an outfit and it's like, well, I can't wear those because I don't feel good in those pants. And so you have like two pairs of pants that you can choose between. And it just becomes something that over time just builds up in your head so much that it feels like a bigger weight than it is. And I'm in the same boat as you. And I don't really have a solution for it either, but you're speaking to a lot of people's struggles.
But then I also too, I'm like, I hate coming. And this is what I battled with even like sharing this, because we have a lot of talk about body image and body positivity and like loving yourself, and like fat is not bad. So it's like, why am I having, I think that's why I think I'm beating myself up on multiple levels that I'm feeling this way.
You got to give yourself some grace. I mean, everyone's story is relative to them. So while you may have a body that some other people want, that doesn't matter because you're not them. You're yourself. And your body changes over time. And if you're feeling like a stranger in your own body, there's no worse feeling, and it doesn't matter what weight you are. And we are bombarded every day, even subliminally, with messages like we have to look a certain way. I mean, we've even joked on this show that we have to stay sexy for your partner. And I think that's why I always take issue with that, because I'm like,
well, were we joking about that? Was that a joke?
Listen, I was trying to get us out of jail. Okay. All right. But we say that, and then it's like, well, what happens when you hit life changes where you really can't control that, or you're gonna have to upend everything? And so I think as you go through this, I think if I could give you one piece of unsolicited advice.
No, okay. I'm soliciting for you for advice.
It would be let yourself feel the way you feel and give yourself some grace. You're already dealing with enough trying to get used to your body and figure out your hormones. I mean, you've been doing a ton of stuff to try and work on your health in different capacities. Get rid of the beating up part. It's not doing you any favors, and it's not letting you focus on the actual issue, which is you feeling like a stranger in your body and trying to figure out how you're going to progress moving forward.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's tough. Also, you're super hot.
Thanks.
I know that doesn't matter, but you're banging.
Well, thank you. And it sounds stupid, but it's like it's just that. That was really hard for me just to admit, you know?
I bet.
Well, your body is the house you have to live in constantly. So if it's not a house you feel good in, it's only natural to feel that way.
Yeah, she's very shabby, not chic right now.
Shabby chic is a thing.
I'm the shabby. I'm missing the chic right now, Cassie. That's what I'm saying.
So you're more like Baltic and Mediterranean than you are Park Place right now, is what you feel.
Okay. Yes. Oh. I got to get back to Park.
You're on The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a History Meets True Crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.